USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
And then there were two. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski joins colleague Susan Collins of Maine, saying she'll vote yes to confirm Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court. This as a full Senate vote to confirm Judge Brown Jackson is expected later this week. Ukrainian forces are releasing images of Ukrainian bodies lying in the streets of Bucha, claiming Russia's military is leaving those bodies after they retreated from the city. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says there shouldn't be any hesitation in getting Ukrainians the weapons they need.
These latest revelations must only strengthen and intensify our resolve to get the Ukrainians what they need on the time frame they need to liberate more towns currently under Russian control.
This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
The president is unveiling his trucking action plan at the White House on Monday. The plan is supposed to help address supply chain issues in the United States, the president crediting truckers with helping the U.S. economy recover.
I want to thank you all keep what you're doing to keep America moving, because that's literally what you're doing, especially these last 2 years, helping carry the nation literally on your backs.
Critics argue President Biden's plan doesn't address the real issues that are hurting truckers, such as rising gas prices and COVID-19 vaccine mandates. The White House thinks Russia should not be a member of the UN Human Rights Council. Press Secretary Jen Psaki calling their membership ludicrous during a briefing. She believes the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations will call for Russia's suspension from the council this week. The White House has accused Russia of committing war crimes in Ukraine. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The South is bracing for more severe weather through Wednesday. Thunderstorms are expected in parts of Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Arkansas, and Mississippi into this evening, along with the possibility of a few tornadoes. The Deep South will likely get more severe thunderstorms on Tuesday. On Wednesday, it's anticipated that thunderstorms will drive a cold front into the southeast. Republicans are crying foul over the Biden administration, saying they will lift a Trump-era pandemic restriction on the U.S.-Mexico border.
As the Biden administration continues to ignore the crisis at the border they created, removing Title 42 will allow the Biden administration to get more legal immigrants into the United States faster than ever before. Oklahoma's Republican Senator and Homeland Security Committee member, James Lankford.
Everyone knows that it was temporary from the very beginning, but they've had a full year to be able to plan for what happens when they bring it down, and their plan seems to be, we'll just move people across the border faster.
Three states Monday morning dropped lawsuits on the Biden administration to keep Title 42 in place. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Ford says the global shortage of semiconductor chips is largely to blame for a 17% drop in first quarter sales. Company officials noted sales of Ford's trucks were down 23% and car sales were nearly off 50% during the first quarter. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.